Hi everyone. Thanks, Mikey. My name is Jo. I'm an addict and also part of the CAUK IT committee. So when I first came in, I would go on the local website and I would go on the area website to look at meetings and to look at events, and I had no concept of, much like when I first walked into a meeting and I had no concept of the fact that somebody was in charge of getting the literature and someone was in charge of, well, I knew that someone was in charge of getting the biscuits because that was me, but I had no concept of what a GSR was or anything like that. And so I had no concept of the fact that we needed a team of people to do the stuff on the website, you know. And one of my core defects is a huge amount of arrogance. And I was hearing a good friend of mine, actually, who was the chair of the IT committee at the time, kind of coming to area time after time and saying that they needed help. She needed help with the committee. At the time, it was a committee of one. And me and my arrogance went, "Oh, I know computers, I'll get involved." Turns out I know nothing. Well, I knew nothing about computers. I knew how to like do a Word document and I knew how to do an Excel spreadsheet. But what I also learned from that is that actually I don't need a huge amount of technical expertise to be a part of the IT committee. It has been a very humbling experience for me. I started out as the secretary, and then I was kind of offered it became three of us quite quickly, and then it grew to four of us, and we've kind of stayed at the level of four for the past couple of years. And you know, I think, what was I going to say? Yeah, I was just given a lot of opportunity to grow, and it started off by uploading the where to find PDFs to the website, and I would phone up my fellows constantly every time and going, "I can't remember what to do," and then they would very patiently talk me through it again, and slowly but slowly and slowly I kind of got the hang of it. And you know, I started to really, really enjoy it. I love being of service to this fellowship, and I will be very honest with you, service that I can do at home in my pajamas on my computer is probably my favorite kind of service. Because I am not only an addict, but I'm a very lazy addict. And I was always really shy and really anxious and really nervous. And being one of the people that emails come into from general members of the public who perhaps need directing to the helpline, but also people who aren't sure where they need to go and to answer queries. That really helped me bring me out of my shell. And it also really, really helped with my humility, because I really love knowing the answers to everything. And in this piece of service, I didn't know many of the answers. So it gave me the real opportunity to ask for help. And like I said, to get to know people. I have been involved in some really, really exciting projects due to this. And one of the things that I really want to emphasize about this piece of service, much like a lot of pieces of service, is that you can really run with it and take it and make it into what you want it to be. Obviously, with the support of the committee, I can't, like, I don't know, create a games page or something. I wouldn't have any idea how to do that. But one of the things that we've been doing recently is we've been supporting districts in creating their own websites, and then that's really exciting because then I get to the small pieces of knowledge that I have accumulated, I get to share that with other people. And that's really one of my passions within service is to learn a little bit, teach a little bit, and then learn some more from everybody around me. The lockdown and COVID has been a really great learning experience for all of us on the committee. You know, since all of this happened, we've learned how to make clickable links in meetings listings. We've learned how to I say learnt. I'm sure that our chair knew how to do this already, but I'm going to say learnt because I didn't know how to do it, but learnt how to make report a broken link form so that people can self-report meetings that have got an online link posted but that aren't working anymore. I've been trusted to start new projects. Like I helped, I worked with the archives committee to make the archive section of the website, and a quick shout out, and I'm sure that this has happened already, but if you've got any archives materials, please send it in because we'd love to be able to populate that page. I learned the other day, last weekend, I learned how to do search engine optimization, and that sounds really boring, but oh my gosh, it's so exciting. I get a real kick out of, there's a little red man face and he turns green if he's happy, if you're, you know, and that's really helpful for us as a fellowship because that pushes us up the Google search results. You know, the IT committee is, in my experience, one of the most underappreciated committees, but it's one of the ones that we use the most. You know, if I'm visiting somewhere and I want to find a local meeting, that's where I go to. That's my first port of call. And I think my main message is you can be just like me and you can have no technical experience whatsoever, but you can still be a part of this committee. It's, you know, it is probably the piece of service that has helped me grow most. I'm accountable. I mean, I'm accountable in every piece of service, but I don't know why it's helped me grow the most. Maybe because it's the one I knew the least about. And I have been shown so much grace and patience and love and tolerance by everybody on that committee and other members, you know, kind of emailing in, especially when this whole lockdown thing happened and meeting listings were just coming in thick and fast and people just showing their absolute grace within that. You know, I could talk for, I mean, I love the sound of my own voice. I could talk for hours about what this has given me. But I won't. All I will say is, you know, don't let the fact that it's an IT committee put you off of coming to be of service with us. It's, you know, it's, I don't know, it's just so wonderful. It really is. And it's just such a beautiful thing to be a part of and to be able to serve the fellowship being a part of, with the added benefit of it being mostly at home in your pajamas. So if that sounds at all attractive to you, then please do start to consider getting involved. There is service available on the committee. And like I say, if you've got a project or an idea, we love to hear them and we love to, you know, we had our committee meeting last night and we had a new member come in and he's just got so many great ideas and it's just great. It's so exciting to be a part of. I don't quite know what else to say. So I look forward to answering some questions when that comes. But thank you for letting me be of service to you guys.